Domingo Santana.
Two more shows before the end of the fantasy season, before the end of the baseball regular season. We'll have this Friday show, and then we'll come back at you on Monday, assuming there are no little babies in the Scott White world.
Somebody's going to be here. You may get one last chance to hear from Heath Cummings.
Oh, okay.
I think he would be the one to do it Monday, if that's the case.
All right. Good. Good.
Yeah.
So that means I shouldn't root for the baby to come in order to save me like hours of work over the weekend, because we're going to have a podcast. Now, of course, we'll have a podcast. We're not going to leave the listeners high and dry when they need it the most. But Scott is here. And if you, Scott, maybe you're hiring. Maybe you need a nanny. If you are hiring, go to ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strike. That's ZipRecruiter.com/strike. And how are you, Scott?
Oh, I am just lovely, Adam. Lovely.
Good.
Lovely. I love the uncertainty my life is shrouded in right now. Never knowing from one moment to the next if I'm going to have to drop everything and take off. But that's fine. It's good. This is a good thing.
Cool. You ready for some baseball?
Do you sense the nervousness in
no,
my voice?
No, I don't, actually. You seem very calm.
Okay, cool.
You ready for baseball?
Good poker face.
He's ready. He didn't hear me, but he's ready.
Sure.
And since you didn't ask, I ate a little bit too much lunch and I have a tummy ache. Other than that, I'm doing fine. News and notes. Jimmy Nelson is going to miss part of the 2018 season after I guess if you combine shoulder and surgery, you get shouldery, but that's what he had. Mike Moustakas is now the single season home run record holder for Kansas City with 37. R.A. Dickey may retire after the season. Jacob deGrom is having his start pushed back a couple of days to Sunday. The Dodgers move Kenta Maeda to the bullpen after yesterday's start. Lance McCullers, Scott. McCullers could start on Sunday against the Angels. If he does, start or sit Lance McCullers?
Oh, you got to sit him. He is just a mountain of question marks, that guy.
Okay.
And
yeah.
It's kind of annoying because, you know, we don't need any more uncertainty inserted into this last week's worth of rotations, because it's just going to be madness, Adam. Next week it's madness.
Yeah. All right. Madness. Well, we'll get to the supposed two-star pitchers later, and Scott can tell you just how mad it is. And Mike Montgomery also back to the bullpen for the Cubs. And those are your main storylines, your main news and notes. So with that said, give me some standouts, Scott. Anybody jumping off the page at you?
Yeah.
Good.
Of course. You know, I was kind of dismissive when we talked about Kyle Schwarber, I guess just Wednesday, but he homered again, 5 home runs in 9 games. And I don't really think he's a great option for the final week because he's still not playing every day. The Cubs, they are actually facing a lot of righties, but tough matchups to open the week. So whatever. But just talking about Kyle Schwarber for next year, he's been much better in the second half. 251 batting average, 16 home runs, 913 OPS, and that's with a 306 BABIP, so it seems sustainable. Now, I you know, maybe a 250 batting average isn't exciting, but based on where Schwarber was and with the kind of power he has, I mean, it would make him, you know, he's definitely in the mix still for a mixed league pick next year.
Now, for this year, you're trying to plug an outfielder in there, a utility for the final week. Kyle Schwarber or Hunter Renfroe, who had a 3-homer game on Wednesday and had a, let me see, what was his OPS in the minors? It was 1448.
Yeah.
We expected him to tear up the minors, but they sent
him
down.
Yeah, he hit over 500. I think it was in 14 games.
Yeah, they sent him down. I mean, he did great. He's come back up and he's hit 4 home runs in a pretty short amount of time. Hunter Renfroe, Kyle Schwarber.
Probably Schwarber. The Padres matchups are bad, relative to the Cubs or otherwise. you know, I'm interested in seeing how the last week goes for Renfro. Talking about next season, we know he has a ton of power. He did make a change in his setup at the plate when he was down in the minors, keeping his hands quieter, less movement, making it easier to square up the ball, hopefully. So there's reason for hope for him, but I think it's even a three-homer game. It's too little too late.
Okay. So Hunter Renfro, too little too late. Scott White hates you for the rest of the season.
Oh, come on. Come on. You don't have to make everything so black and white.
It's
you know,
true.
There are shades here.
Yes.
Shades of gray. There are 50 of them.
There are 50.
Matter
of
fact.
Have you seen the movie?
Have I seen the movie? Have you seen the movie?
Of course not. I absolutely refused.
Yeah, well, I have no desire to see the movie.
A lot of guys had no desire to see 50 Shades of Grey. It doesn't mean they didn't see it.
Well, fortunately, my wife wasn't interested in seeing it either. So
okay, that's good.
So we're good.
Any other standouts, or shall we move on?
Let's move on.
Okay, bullpen stuff. Zach Britton needed a PRP injection in his knee. He may not pitch again this season. You know, what's left of it. So Brad Brock got a save yesterday, and that's someone you could add. Mike Minor is another guy you might be able to add. He's gotten each of the last two saves for the Royals. And Mike Minor's actually having a really good year. He's got a 1.03 whip. He's got 84 Ks in 74 innings. And now these two saves. So Brad Brock, Mike Minor. And then I don't think Keone Kella is really a thing. I think that was just Alex Claudio being rested. But Kella got a save yesterday. But Scott, just in terms of Brock and Minor, they look like options for the final week?
They do look like options for the final week. Brock, in theory, is the better of the two. But five games for the Orioles next week. They're the only team playing five. The Royals have seven. So I actually think I like Minor more. Minor's had a very good season. I think, unlike Scott Alexander, you know, if Minor just keeps doing what he's done, he should be fine in the role. And, you know, good strikeout rate, 84 and 74 innings, good whip, all of that. He's been a fine reliever for them. And if I needed another source of saves, great pickup.
I am taking a look at the most added list right now. And we are going to speak about most of these players, and we have already spoken about many of them, but here's a look. Matt Olson is number one. We know Matt Olson is hitting amazingly right now, so you definitely want Matt Olson.
Yep.
Daniel Mengden is number two. How do you feel about Daniel Mengden, Scott? He's 12% owned now.
These are two players I had in the Thursday's waiver wire column. Obviously feel much better about Matt Olson. The matchups are fine for him next week. You should probably start Matt Olson the final week of the season. Mengden's interesting just because he's making two starts, and there aren't going to be many pitchers who make two starts. His last two starts were both scoreless, I believe. One was a complete game shutout. The other seven innings, no walks between them. I see him as kind of a junk baller, a guy. I mean, junk baller probably isn't fair. He throws pretty hard, but he's not a high ceiling player. He's more of a change of speeds guy. And, you know, didn't have a great year in the minors this year. But he did have a sub-2 ERA in the minors last year, and maybe there's a little more here for Mengden than we're giving him credit for. I just, you know, even with the success he's had, not a lot of strikeouts in the majors. If he wasn't making two starts, and if this was any other week, I wouldn't even give Mengden the time of day. But if you really need that extra start, he's probably one of the better of the available options.
So Mengden, yeah, right now he is lined up for the Mariners and the Rangers. Mariners at home, Rangers on the road next week for Mengden. Also on the most added list, Tim Anderson, Scott, 43% owned, 12-game hitting streak, another steal this week. Yeah,
yep.
Tim Anderson.
Yep. If you like points leagues, I don't think there's much purpose in pursuing him, because he doesn't walk at all. And even as hot as he is, it's really not enough for him to make a big impact in that format. But categories leagues, as rare as steals are, and as, you know, it's you're usually having to fill an outfield spot to get him. It's nice to be able to fill a middle infield spot, shortstop spot, and he is hot. So, you know, there's a good chance he'll be on base enough to keep contributing steals in the final week. It's been something he set out to do, a concerted effort to steal more bases, because that's something he did a lot of in the minors, and I don't see why he would stop now.
Nick Castellanos and Jamer Candelario both hitting very well. Castellanos just had a stretch of four games where he just absolutely crushed it. He's 1-for-8 since then, but, you know, whatever. And then Candelario, 12% owned. So Candelario is third base eligible. There's actually a third baseman that might be available in your leagues that you need to pick up, and that's Adrian Beltre, who has 7 hits in his last 4 games, and he's 79% owned.
Yeah, and he homered yesterday, the first homer since coming back, which was nice to see, because he is not, just because he's playing doesn't mean he's all himself. He's not really able to use the lower body on his swing. He returned from what looked like a season-ending hamstring injury after only 2 weeks, and he's done okay with it so far. 7-for-16 in his last 4 games with the double and yesterday's home run. So I think, you know, the Rangers matchups next week are kind of middle of the road, but it's 7 games. I think I would rather start him than say, Jamer Candelario, but I've gone back and forth on those two. I do think Candelario is a perfectly fine sleeper for this upcoming week, but Adrian Beltre, of course, probably has more upside.
Tyler Skaggs is 34% owned. He's got another start this weekend at Houston, so we'll see how that one goes, but he's a 2-star pitcher this current week, Tyler Skaggs. Jacoby Ellsbury is also 34% owned, and he's been very good lately. Scott said doesn't really buy it. A lot of singles, a lot of BABIP. Well, you said singles. I don't know. I'm sure.
Yeah,
that
BABIP has actually been pretty good because he's hardly been striking out.
Okay.
He's not a bad play. The last week, good matchups for the Yankees, so could do worse.
And you can get some steals from Jacoby Ellsbury, potentially.
Not as many as Anderson, but yeah, potentially.
Josh Tomlin is 31% owned. I believe he is in the notes for today. Yeah, right? Where are you? He's in the meh category. The good, the meh, the bad, and the ugly. Josh Tomlin, 5 1/3, 2 runs at the Angels. He is 4-0 with a 2.77 ERA against the since the All-Star break, excuse me, and he has the Twins and White Sox next week. So maybe one bad matchup, one good matchup there for Josh Tomlin. Depends how you feel about the Twins. What do you think?
You're talking about this week into next week? Because I don't think any Indians pitchers making 2 starts next week.
Then he wouldn't be a 2, then he'd be just Minnesota next week, I think.
Don't do it!
Josh,
I don't know why I had the southern twang in there. That was unnecessary.
Josh Tomlin, don't do it, says Scott, and voice of Scott as the echo thing, whatever the hell that we were going to call that effect.
That one's called Doubler.
Doubler.
Yeah, that's the one I use most often, but sometimes I go delay 3, parentheses, slow.
Which sounds like what?
It sounds like this.
Okay. And that's pretty much all you need to know from the most added list. It's otherwise a bunch of guys we've talked about. So, Scott, how about some hitters here? Beltre, yes. Schwarber, yeah. We talked about both of them. What do you think about Carlos Gonzalez next week? Carlos Gonzalez, he struck out 4 times yesterday, but he had been very good before that. But he faced a left-handed starting pitcher yesterday. And guess what he faces at least 4 times next week as of now?
Left-handed pitcher.
Left-handed pitcher. And that includes Rich Hill and Clayton Kershaw and Hyunjin Ryu. Actually, I guess that's kind of a question mark. Is Hyunjin Ryu going to make a start next week? What is happening?
You asked me like I know.
Oh, okay. Well, he's scheduled to.
I would assume he is. I would assume. I don't know when during the week it'll be. But
we on CBS, we have it as Ryu pitching next weekend at Colorado.
Yeah, it's going to be the Dodgers don't line up very well for the playoffs, which is funny because they probably have as easy a path to lining up the rotation the way they want it as any team. So I think they're going to rearrange things a lot this final week because as things stand now, well, it depends what source you look at, but Kershaw potentially could be in line to start the final game of the season, and that ain't happening. I don't doubt Kershaw will make a start at some point this week, and you should start him in fantasy, but it's very messy. Ryu, I think, will make one start this week, though I can't guarantee what team it's against.
So you think Carlos Gonzalez will have fewer than four lefties on the schedule next week?
Yes, I think he will, because I don't think Kershaw will be one of them. I don't know. Kershaw could go Friday, I guess. I don't know. It's the Dodgers. The Dodgers are the most frustrating one. I think the teams where I'm really watching closely for that second half of next week are the ones with who are going to the playoffs, who like definitively going to the playoffs and probably just want to get their rotation in line for their playoff series. A lot of ace caliber pitchers on those teams are projected to go on Saturday or Sunday, and I don't think any of them will. If they do, it'll be like a two-inning tune-up kind of start. So, but the Dodgers are the Dodgers, I think, have a lot of changes still to come.
I gotta say, I watched the really, really fun Thursday night football game yesterday. Surprisingly,
right, Rams 49ers. Who'd have guessed it?
Amazing. But I wish I had also been keeping an eye on the Brewers-Cubs game. That was the first, you know, playoff game, it seemed, of the year, and it was awesome. And unfortunately, the Brewers didn't have Corey Knebel available, and they blew it in the ninth, and they lost in extras. And now it's a 4.5-game lead, so three games left in that series. They probably got to win all three of them if they got any chance of overtaking Chicago in the NL Central. More hitters. So Carlos Gonzalez, considering all of his games are at home and he won't have quite as many lefties, you're probably starting Cargo next week. Justin Bour has a 6-game hitting streak, 2 straight games with a home run. He's got 7 games next week, and 3 of them are at Colorado. As of now, there are 2 lefties on the schedule, but Justin Bour, Scott, could win you a championship.
Yeah, the Marlins are my second best matchups for next week. Bour will absolutely be in my top 10 sleeper hitters.
Cool. Tim Anderson, we discussed. Hunter Renfroe, we discussed. Chris Taylor. Chris Taylor has come out of it a little bit. Maybe it's because he's facing Phillies pitching. But 6 hits and 2 home runs and a triple this week for Chris Taylor. Previous 22 games, he was batting 186 with 4 walks and 26 strikeouts. How much do you trust Chris Taylor next week, Scott?
I'd be fine with them. Third best matchup is what I have for the Dodgers, the 3-game series at Colorado, and they're facing the Padres pitching staff the other half of the week. Taylor's shortstop eligible, so I mean, what's the replacement there? I feel fine about starting Taylor.
Okie dokie. Curtis Granderson. Maybe keep an eye on him over the weekend. We know he's one of the streakiest hitters. He has been terrible for about 3 weeks, but now 2 home runs in his last 4 games, so keep your eyes on Granderson with those good matchups. And then there's 2 guys who are fairly safe in points leagues. And, you know, I thought Shin-Soo Choo was hitting better than he is. He's really not. Like, only 2 weeks in his previous 8 with more than 18 fantasy points. And then there's Dexter Fowler, who is hitting very well. 11 for 21 with 3 homers in his last 5 games, plus a steal and 3 doubles. 7 home games next week for Fowler. So Fowler and Choo are less than 70% owned. Definitely better in points leagues. I don't know. Anything to say about those two guys?
Neither are going to be on my top 10 sleeper hitters. They both have bad matchups. The Cardinals, I actually have with the 5th worst matchups, which is a shame because Fowler is heating up at the right time. But maybe by not recommending him, I'm just sparing you from him being removed from the lineup suddenly for some kind of previously unreported injury, as so often seems to happen with Dexter Fowler.
Well, he could have one of the worst pitchers in baseball against him on Monday, John Lester.
Wow. That is cold.
It is cold. No, Lester we need to talk about, and we will talk about. As Cubs fans, start buying your... I don't want to jinx it. I'm going to jinx it. Start buying your playoff tickets, Cubs fans. And use SeatGeek to do it. Very, very simple. You do everything on the app. Tickets will be right on your phone. It's such a piece of cake. I use SeatGeek all the time. I got the app on my phone, and it's by far the easiest way I found to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere, and with just a few taps, I'm instantly getting seats to the event I want. And SeatGeek ranks every seat. It searches multiple sites, gets the best results, gives every seat a grade based on value. You can easily see the best values on SeatGeek. You can easily see these are the seats that I should buy. Or you can sort by price if you're just looking for the cheapest deal, just to get, or the most expensive deal, you know, if you're like, really cool. Want to impress people. But anyway, use SeatGeek to do it. Make it your go-to app for sports, for concerts, for comedy, for theater, and use the promo code FANTASY to get $10 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Again, promo code is FANTASY on SeatGeek. $10 off your first SeatGeek purchase with that promo code. FANTASY. Or how would Ludacris say it, Scott?
How would Ludacris say it? I don't know.
Great
how
way
would
to
Ludacris
use,
say it?
Great way to, great opportunity to use your mixer.
I don't know the reference. I'm sorry.
Fantasy. Yeah. almost.
I know the reference now.
Okay. Good. Okay. All right, let's look at some pictures. The good, the meh.
You did it so well.
The bad and the ugly. The good. Cole Hamels. Nice call, Scott. He had a great start at the Mariners. Three in a row that are pretty good. Three straight quality starts. Lined up to face the Astros and the A's next week. Feeling good about Hamels?
Yes. I mean, relatively speaking, he does seem like a pretty good bet to actually make both of the starts, so he's got to be one of the better pitchers who meets that criteria. And the velocity has been up a little for him the last couple months, not to where it was last year, but with the rise in velocity has also come better results on the changeup, one of his best pitches. Its swinging strike rate has gone up during that same 2 month stretch to last year's standard. So he's getting more swings and misses. He had 15 in this one. He had 16 two starts ago. Those are his two highest swinging strike totals of the season. I don't think he's back to being the pitcher we know and love, but I think he's good enough to use in a two-star week.
It's so weird. Cole Hamels, he missed a lot of time. You know, he's got 142 innings. He's got a 14-6 record. He's got a 380 ERA, which isn't great, but it's fine. He's got a 114 whip. But the strikeout's just so bad. But like you're pointing out, things are getting better for Hamels. Hopefully he gives you two starts, because if he doesn't, he's only going to face Houston next week and not the A's. Jose Urena was good, and he's got a 3.55 ERA. But let's just say you're not starting him, because one of his starts is at Colorado. So no.
Yeah, one of his starts is at Colorado, and also he's a fluke.
That was the doubler. That was the doubler in action. Zach Davies is 85% owned. And Scott hates Zach Davies because he thinks he's a fluke, but he...
Fluke!
That was the non-doubler. That was the other thing. But Davies had another good start, so that's only like one bad start in ages for Davies, and he has the Reds next week.
I know, and I can't for the life of me figure out what his deal is, because, okay, he has gotten more ground balls lately, and it's shown up in the home run total. His last 13 starts, a 2.34 ERA, 1.15 whip, but only 5.8 strikeouts per nine innings. And while the ground balls have been better, you know, he's not Dallas Keuchel. He's not Marcus Stroman. He's not, you know, he's just an okay ground ball pitcher. So, yeah, I think it's a fluke. Like I said, during that 13-start stretch where he's gotten such good results, only three home runs in 13 starts. So that's... You can begin the flukiness right there.
All right, starter sit against Cincinnati. Starter sit against Cincinnati.
I'm going to sit him.
All right. By the way, just 10 minutes ago, got an email. It's actually a football email, but part of the email from Ryan says, also, finally tried SeatGeek. Like it. Deleted my other ticketing apps. Quite easy to use and nice to have the discount code. Cool. Just wanted to share that. I know it's a sponsor and I'm giving them free play here, but it is really going to help you. I think you should download SeatGeek. Blake Snell is 55% owned. Oh boy. Crushed the Cubs. Strikeouts have been up lately. This guy is surging into next season, but Blake Snell, I wish it weren't at the Yankees next week. He might also get the Orioles in there. What do you think? 55% owned Blake Snell.
He's going to be my top two start sleeper, partly because the lack of alternatives. I wish the matchups were better too, but he did just shut down the World Series champions. Last six starts for Snell, he's allowed a total of 9 earned runs, and 6 of those came in one start. So 5 of them were just great. Mm-hmm. And I think there's enough momentum that
two-start week, and I feel pretty good about the second start. Got to start Snell.
Jake Junis, 44% owned. 6 1/3, 3 hits, 2 earned, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts at Toronto. It's unclear who his next start is going to be against. If he pitches Monday, it would be at the Yankees. If it's Tuesday, it's Detroit at home. He might also get a second start with Arizona. Jake Junis, you going to recommend him?
If I knew he was getting 2 starts, I'd recommend him for next week, but I don't think he's going to. But
Scott, if Jake Junis has 1 start against the Tigers, I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah.
Here's a hypothetical.
Like in a daily league where you're making changes, I could see putting him in for that, but...
Hypothetical.
Okay.
What would you rather have for any pitcher? No, a fringy pitcher like Junis. 2 starts at the Yankees and home against the Diamondbacks, or 1 start against Detroit?
I mean, it depends what I need more. Points league, I'd rather have the 2 starts. If I need wins and strikeouts, I'd rather have the 2 starts. ERA and whip, yeah, I'll take the 1 start against the Tigers instead.
Okay. Any interest in Clayton Richard, Mark Leiter, Matt Andrees, Gabriel Ynoa?
No. No. Should I say fluke? Should I cry fluke?
No, it's okay.
The boy who cried fluke?
That was the good. Here's the meh. Carlos Martinez, been kind of meh. Actually, 2 starts ago, he was terrible. But he's got the Cubs and the Brewers next week. Carlos Martinez has struggled against both of them recently. Any fears with Carmart?
Fears? Yeah, I'm a little concerned about him. Nothing specific. I mean, he just not the way he's pitching lately. It makes him hard to trust with everything on the line. But I think I'd do it reluctantly. I think I'd put him out there. It's been, you know, one of my top 2 or 3 pitchers all year. And now is not the time to back away from him if he doesn't have some kind of known injury or something.
Carlos Martinez. Both those starts are home starts. He does have a 3.18 ERA at home and 4.02 on the road.
Oh, right. It's a 2-start week, isn't it?
As of now, yeah. Cubs and Brewers.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems pretty likely he'll make them. You know, if they're out of it and they just think he has enough innings, maybe they'll sit him for that second start. But even so, I mean, Carlos Martinez, I'd keep him active for 1 start.
Andrew Cashner said, "You think I'm a fluke, Scott?" And then I was going to say...
Yeah, I was going for it. I was going to say something inappropriate. Too much hesitation. Sorry.
He's 44% owned, and Cashner lined up for 2 starts against Houston and Oakland.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Two starts, huh?
Yeah.
Not going to do it.
Okay.
Not going to do it. Too scary.
And Josh Tomlin... Not really feeling, right?
No. I mean, because I don't think he's going to make 2 starts, first of all, and that immediately takes him out of the conversation for me.
So you might need to find some pitchers off waivers, hire some pitchers, you might say.
You might need to, or you could maybe just go with your best pitchers and not worry so much about how many starts they're making.
I guess you didn't pick up on the fact that I'm doing a ZipRecruiter read, Scott.
Oh. Sorry.
No, that's okay. You heard the word hire. Because when you hear the word hire, you think ZipRecruiter, everybody. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Are you hiring? And do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? It's ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com/strike to get our free offer. Post your job to 100 plus job sites with just 1 click. And ZipRecruiter takes over, finds the right people for your job. They do it better than everyone else. Because unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter is not depending on candidates finding you. Nope, it goes out and it finds them. In fact, I love this stat. 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within 1 day. And it's just very easy to screen these candidates all through the ZipRecruiter dashboard. So find out why ZipRecruiter's been used by businesses of all sizes. Get the qualified job candidates that you need with immediate results and do it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strike. That's ZipRecruiter.com/strike. One more time. Try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/strike. And now the bad pitchers from Wednesday and Thursday. Denelson Lamet struggled against Arizona. His previous 4 starts, he gave up 5 runs. He gave up 6 in this start on Wednesday. And he should have the Dodgers and the Giants next week. How do you feel about Lamet?
Uh, I I don't have him as a two-star pitcher. I have him. I have Travis Wood going twice for Padres. I mean, if he was making two starts, that would definitely put him in a better light for me. But the one he's most likely to make is against the Dodgers, and I'd rather not do that coming off the start he just had. I think he's good. I've been campaigning for him, you know, asking people to pick him up for weeks now. Maybe they finally did and blew up in their faces. I don't know, but probably not this final week.
Yeah, more like Denelson Lament, you know?
Wah, wah.
You know, what's great about this is that Scott, it's just so casual for him. Like, he's not even entertained. It's just part of his daily routine now. He's not even smiling. He just does it. He's like a board op. You know, they know all the buttons to press and when to do the drops. He's just killing it.
I must have a great poker face today because I could not be more entertained by this soundboard. It is the most entertaining part of my job.
You can't start James Paxton, right?
No, you can't because he looks rusty and isn't stretched out. So, no, why would you do it?
And do you start John Lester next week? Lester is supposed to make two starts. They would be at St. Louis and home against Cincinnati.
I seriously doubt he'll start the final game of the season. Like I said, if he does, it'll be like a two-inning tune-up start, get him ready, like a side session for the playoffs, before the playoffs, basically. So I would approach him more as a one-star pitcher. And he's John Lester, but, yeah, he's been really unreliable lately. Has not looked himself. So, I would probably start him. Points league, it'd be easier to do than categories. Categories league, you know, if you're looking to guard ERA and WHIP, it's dangerous. You may have to weigh your alternatives there. I wish he was pitching better.
Yeah, for sure. All right, that's John Lester. And how about some Week 26 help? Give us the best and worst matchups for Fantasy Week 26.
Best matchups leads off with the Braves, who are the only team playing 8 games next week. The Mets, they have a doubleheader with the Mets on Monday. So 8 games for the Braves, they're number one, followed by the Marlins, spend half the week at Coors Field, the Dodgers, half the week at Coors Field, the Angels, and the Mets, the other half of that doubleheader. Rockies actually aren't in the 5 best matchups, though they didn't miss by much. I mean, their final week of the season, there are a lot of good matchups, teams with good matchups.
Yeah, and that matchups that might even get better. Yeah, it's if the Cubs decide not to pitch Lester,
yep,
they might go, here are all of our September call-ups. Have fun.
Exactly. Exactly. And a lot of teams could do that.
Yeah. Okay. So any sleeper hitters that you know are going to be in the column? You said Justin Bour.
Yeah, I would imagine Ozzie Albies for the Braves will be in there also.
Okay.
Jose Reyes, I would guess, for the Mets is going to be in there the way he's performed recently. Could look into CJ Cron. I'm not sure he'll be in the top 10, but CJ Cron's had a nice second half, and Angels have good matchups.
Also, note that I was watching, I think, Fox Sports 1, and they have like the WHIP around, and they showed, maybe it was ESPN, I don't know, they showed Cron hit a home run off of Tomlin, maybe? Tomlin or Clevenger. And the announcer goes, "Game of Cron's!"
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
Or did he go, "Game of Crow"?
Yeah, he wishes he had done that, Scott.
He wishes he did. Everybody needs a soundboard.
Did you do the bad matchups?
No.
Do them. Hit it up.
Pirates, Padres, Giants, Blue Jays, Cardinals, and that doesn't include the team with 5 games, the Orioles.
Pirates, Padres, Giants, Blue Jays, Cardinals?
Yep.
Starter said Andrew McCutchen.
Start.
Starter sit. Starling Marte.
Sit.
Pirates, Padres. Okay. Giants, Padres. Yeah, I guess you got a lot of easy calls there. You're going to start Donaldson. You're going to start Machado. You'll start Scope. But what about your boy Mancini, who you've loved so much?
No, not this week. Okay. Not this week for him. Not on a Renfro. Not... I don't know who else is on those teams. You're obviously starting Posey. You're not starting Kendry Morales.
You're not starting Will Myers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You wouldn't necessarily start Myers in like a head-to-head lineup so small.
Okay.
He's, you know, at first base, he's been kind of fringy this year.
Oh, yeah. He's batting like 240, something
yeah.
like that.
But he's had another 2020 season, so, you know, there's some appeal there, but he's not so high end that you just automatically start him.
I start Will Myers all the time in my Yahoo League, my daily head-to-head categories league, because of the steals. If he didn't steal bases, he'd be out of there, but they're very, very valuable. I'm looking at the two-star pitchers, and would you start Johnny Cueto at Arizona at home against San Diego?
I would. Certainly in a points league, probably in every league.
You're not going to start Parker Bridwell, are you?
I thought about putting him in yesterday's waiver wire column as a two-start sleeper, but the matchups just aren't good enough, and I don't think he's any good. At least in the case of Daniel Mengden, I was able to bring myself to do that because his first matchup's against the White Sox.
No, Bridwell's first matchup's against the White Sox.
Oh, did I get it backwards? Okay.
Mengden.
Well, I just don't think Bridwell's good. Sorry.
Mengden has Seattle and Texas. Bridwell has Seattle and the White Sox.
White Sox
on the road.
Yeah, right. No, I'd still rather have Mengden between the two, but like Mengden's not a must. I just want to be clear about that. I don't have a great deal of confidence in Mengden. It's just if you absolutely have to squeeze another start in there, and keep in mind your opponent's probably not going to have a lot of two-star pitchers either. Then Mengden, you could do worse.
Cashner.
I'd rather not. I'd probably take him. Well, I don't know. He'd be behind even Bridwell for me.
No way on Felix Hernandez.
No way.
R.A. Dickey is supposed to face the Mets twice.
Yeah, he's... Well, no, he's not actually facing the Mets twice. He's facing the Mets and the Marlins.
Okay, yeah.
And should be a pretty good option for that, especially in points leagues.
He's going to go out with a bang. His last starts of his career, perhaps.
Perhaps.
Jaime Garcia.
I hope not. I'd like to see him back next year.
No way am I starting Jaime Garcia.
He's been good.
I think he has one. I don't think he has one quality start with the Yankees.
There have been a lot of short starts.
It's been nothing but because he's so bad third time through the order. In fact, I am so interested in how bad Jaime Garcia has been third time through the order. I'm going to look up his splits right now. I think opponents are batting almost 400 against him. No, they're batting 344. Sorry.
Royals and Blue Jays aren't bad matchups. And like I feel pretty good about his two-star potential because, you know, starting final game of the season, like they don't care about saving him for the playoffs.
But like I said, I don't think... I'm not sure, Scott. If they have anything to play for in the last game of the season, I think Luis Severino is going to throw it. And he would be a two-star
pitcher.
If they
do, but they probably won't, right?
They probably won't.
They're kind of fixed into that first wild card spot, barring something extreme.
Oh, they're three games out. I believe they have the tiebreaker. The Red Sox have the Astros next week to close the season, and they have Toronto. Probably, Scott. But Garcia is likely to make two starts. He is not guaranteed, so we'll just leave it at that. Okay. And I guess since there are so few two-star pitchers, you might get 10 innings out of him. So, you know, Garcia and Sabathia, and there was one other non-Yankees pitcher, that they're, like, so streaky. They go into these, like, 3 or 4 week stretches where they're really good. And Garcia, I feel like, is one of them. So maybe you'll catch him at the right time. No way are you starting Ian Kennedy. Rafael Montero, Atlanta and at Philadelphia.
No.
Anyone here that you see? I mean, we got Trevor Williams, Ricky Nolasco, Chatwood, Seth Lugo, Shields. Mengden would be the only one so far. Lucas Sims,
yep.
Colon, Fulmer. He left with a blister yesterday, Carson Fulmer. Anibal Sanchez, Daniel Gossett, Brett Anderson, Aaron Wilkerson, Rookie Davis. No.
No,
they
these
all
have
stink.
Disaster written all over them. I mean, you completely skip by the Blake Snell class, I guess, since I already mentioned
him.
He's only 56% owned. So, you know, there's decent chance he's available in your league, and I think he's a fine two-star choice. But otherwise, I mean, you're really just having to hold your nose. If you pick up Mengden or Garcia or Dickey even, I would probably rank those three: Dickey, Mengden, Garcia. And then after that, it's probably just a flat no to anybody else you could throw at me.
Let's see if we have any questions here. We've gotten a lot of keeper questions lately. This one is from... this one is... No, not going to read that one. Eduardo Nunez. Need a possible replacement for Eduardo Nunez. This is from Matthew. Here are my options. Let's see.
While you're looking over that, before we leave the subject of two-star pitchers,
yeah,
it's worth mentioning there are some higher-end types, kind of like Lester, who are going to show up on the two-star pitcher list on the site. I'm going to leave them out of the column because I really don't see them starting that final day or two of the season, and that includes Chris Sale. It includes Jake Arrieta, Dallas Keuchel, probably even Mike Clevenger. I would suspect they give Danny Salazar that, assuming everything's clenched, they give Danny Salazar one last turn on Sunday rather than pitch Clevenger twice.
No thanks on Salazar. But listen,
right?
What I was
so
thinking,
you're,
Scott,
probably starting Sale, Arrieta, and Keuchel one start or two. Clevenger maybe also. So in terms of lineup decisions, it probably doesn't matter whether they're making one or two. I'm just saying don't count on two from them.
Okay, but here's what I'm checking. When do the playoffs start? The wild card games are Tuesday and Wednesday. So the ALDS starts on Thursday. So would they not pitch on Sunday? No, I guess not. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that would be 3 days rest. Would Chris Sale really go like a week and a half without pitching?
I don't know. Like I said, there's a good chance he might make like a side session kind of start.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't really count as a start. I mean, I guess it's better than nothing, assuming it doesn't go horribly. But I'm not going to count on two full-fledged starts from him.
Okay, so the ALDS starts on Thursday. The NLDS starts on Friday. So in theory, you could pitch on
that's
Sunday.
More rest than I was anticipating. But
yeah.
Even so, you want those guys well rested. So I if there's nothing to play for, I don't see an ace for one of those teams going out there and throwing seven innings with nothing to play for. Like,
yeah. Right.
Save it for another day.
All right. Who's your favorite from this list? Melky Cabrera, Jed Lowry, Shin-Soo Chu, Yasiel Puig, Domingo Santana, Yuri Gurriel, Nomar Mazara, Scooter Jeanette. Anybody I say really excite you? Chu, Puig, Santana. It's probably down to those three.
Santana's hot right now, and looking at the matchups, Puig has better matchups. But I think I'd rather go right now Santana.
Question from Miles. Should I drop Buxton, Yelich, Benintendi, Segura, or Cozart to pick up Yoan Moncada for next week? Should I drop Buxton, Yelich, Benintendi, Segura, or Cozart to pick up Yoan Moncada?
I didn't hear a name there that made sense. Like, I'm not motivated to activate Moncada for the final week. The White Sox matchups are kind of middle of the road, and yeah, okay, you've sent me the names now, so I'm looking at them, and I still say no.
Also, Mike Zunino or Wilson Ramos?
Let's go with Zunino.
All right, we got a lot of emails to read. We'll get to them next week, probably. If not then, we'll do it during the off season. But we got keeper questions to read. We got another thought on the two-way player situation. And we're going to end the show just by taking a quick look at tonight's matchups. And I am sorry that I'm rushing Scott off. I have to do another podcast as soon as we're done with Dave Richard, a mailbag for the Fantasy Football Show that's airing tomorrow. So that's my schedule today. That'll be my third podcast. Remember, we started doing this, and then we realized we were doing Friday's games instead of Thursday's.
Right.
Michael Wacha, Ivan Nova.
Neither.
Alex Cobb, Ibaldo Jimenez.
I could do Cobb there.
Tanaka Estrada.
Tanaka, yes. Estrada against the Yankees, I'll say no.
Edwin Jackson, Robert Gazelman.
Nope.
Rick Porcello, Sal Romano.
Porcello, let's do Porcello. It's just kind of iffy, but decent matchup.
Kyle Gibson, Daniel Norris.
No. And it's not going to be Daniel Norris. It's going to be somebody, but not Daniel Norris.
John Lackey, Brandon Woodruff.
Maybe Lackey.
Okay. Must see TV tonight. ESPN 7:35 Eastern. Cubs at Brewers. Ben Lively, Sean Newcomb.
No.
Garrett Richards, Justin Verlander.
Yes. I would say yes to both.
Saying yes to the dress.
Yeah, I think Richards is going to get a longer leash this time.
Jason Hamill, Ronaldo Lopez.
Lopez is kind of interesting. He hasn't been striking out anybody lately, but the Royals are a good matchup. I lean yes on him.
Adam Conley, Zach Greinke.
Greinke, obviously. Conley, no.
Nick Martinez, Kendall Graveman.
No.
John Gray, Jordan Lyles in San Diego.
Shh. Go Gray.
Trevor Bauer, Erasmo Ramirez.
Let's do Bauer. We'll do Bauer.
Jeff Samardzija at Rich Hill.
Thumbs up to both of them.
To both of them. All right.
To both of them.
Thumbs
both
up to Scott. Killing it as always. Very helpful stuff. We're back on Monday. Enjoy the weekend, everybody. We'll help you set your lineup one final time on Monday morning. For Scott White, I'm Adam Azer. See you later. 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 Machado.